good morning. Very good morning, everybody. This is Dr. Tim Garcia. Another fine Friday morning. And this is a day that we're going to try to make some sense of what's going on in the world. Today's May 1st, so that's May Day, May Day. So what is the meaning of May Day? Traditionally, May Day was the celebration of spring. You come out of a cold, dreary winter, you're stuck in the house, and now springtime comes, the sky parts, the clouds part, the sun comes, and it's a new beginning, it's a new revitalization where life flourishes. The earth flourishes, the people flourish. And so May Day was also a workers' day, a work day, a day that to commemorate all the workers that produce and make things available for our life. So important, such as the workers are, that it, I believe, is actually a communist thing, still... we must recognize the importance of the worker. And so that's the May Day. But recall the SOS, or the emergency call, was May Day when the plane's going down. May Day when the ship's going down. And hey, listen, our whole world is in a situation right now with a pandemic, a global pandemic. This pandemic of COVID, this pandemic of fear, this pandemic of trying to control our emotions and our behaviors. This is a mayday situation where let's not let this whole world go and sink into the negative patterns that the powers that be are trying to corral us in and trying to put us into a situation where there's no hope, that we have, we're so fearful that we'll take anything that they give us. And I believe if you do the reading, if you think about it, if you're looking at some of the alternative stuff instead of just the main message from the mainstream media, you will see that is what's going on. They're trying to control the whole of humanity through fear tactics, through an overblown pandemic, overstated emergency, overstated deaths. We know that people die every day anyways. Unfortunate part, death is part of life. But those of us are alive and vital, let's embrace it. Let's be thankful for the things we do have. Let's be thankful and grateful for the things that we can still do. And that's a good message, because it's optimism. It's optimism that we have control in our own hands to produce our lives and produce the world that we want to see. We might be at a crossroads. We might be at an inflection point as the world, as a society, as humanity, to either break free of the shackles, break free of the control, break free of the subtle control, subtle directives that social engineering powers want us to do. And what is that? It's believing in the narrative of the mainstream media, and they want us to be fearful, that to only believe in a higher power other than yourself, the government, the corporations, even the education. You know, education, some people say it was just tailored and organized to produce workers for what? For the big powers, for the companies, for the economic interests. So now that we're all at home, we're all on lockdown, we're all at a time where we can reflect, we could go for introspection and try to figure out what's important for our lives, what's important for the things that really matter in our life. And because health is number one in our riches. Health, your health is your wealth. It's our number one priority, because if we don't have health, how are we going to work? How are we going to play? How are we going to contribute? How are we going to produce? So health is a very, very very important primary subject and primary issue that we should concern ourselves with. Lots of times when we think about health, well, that's just it. We don't think about it. If we're healthy, nothing's hurting us and everything's fine, we don't think about it. A lot of times we don't think about our health until we get sick. And now we're with this pandemic and this sickness, everybody's thinking about it. And so it's up to us as a person, but as a population. We know that this pandemic has hit every corner of the earth. We know this pandemic is now, it's treating us all the same. There is no discrimination between race, religion, creed, sexual orientation, locale. This is actually an organizing incident that shows us that we're all one, that as it should be, that the divisions should be dropping down because we're all human beings. We all bleed red. And so we all have common factors that we can use to help ourselves. So let us give our intention to what we want to see for ourselves and in the world. Let us not fall into fear. Let us not fall into helplessness. There are things that we can control and we can do for ourselves. And as Gandhi would say, or used to say, let us be the change that we want to see in the world. And that's a powerful statement. So we have a toxic world. Yes, we do. So can we talk about that a little bit? Can we have a dialogue, a conversation? Yes, I'm here speaking to whoever's there. And whoever's there, I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for your time. I would like to have a conversation, a dialogue. So anybody who has any questions, anybody who would like to be part of the show, part of the dialogue, I invite you to call in or chat. Because we're on the air, we're going to be here for a short time, and I'm going to do my best to make it interesting, give you what I have through myself, and that way, if you have any questions, we can have a conversation. I am a doctor of chiropractic. Chiropractic is different from medicine. Cultural authority is with the medical model, because we've been trained that way. We've been programmed to understand that the medical model is the pinnacle. And I would say yes, when we're dealing with trauma, when we're dealing with broken bones, cuts and lacerations and horrible trauma, where the trauma surgeons are absolutely amazing. I'm in awe by them, because they're such important and vital healthcare providers for an emergency situation. The unfortunate reality is most people are dying from chronic diseases, lifestyle diseases, and from toxins in our world, which we'll get into shortly. So when somebody is dying or sick from lifestyle changes, from lifestyle choices, then what does that look like? What is that? I always say there's three aspects. Most holistic and natural therapy practitioners adhere to the philosophy of a triad of health, the three sides of health. And one of those is emotional. The other one is physical. And then, of course, chemical. So if one of these are out of balance, then obviously you're not going to have your health. You're not going to be as vibrant or as vitalistic as you could be. Those that are fine, that are feeling great, hallelujah, congratulations. You're doing something right. Stay with it. The unfortunate fact is, as we age, we deteriorate. As we age, we break down. As we age, we lose our strength, we lose our muscle mass, we lose our cognitive abilities, and some people lose them much more quickly than others. That's because they're not following a natural health pattern, which we'll talk about. Getting back to chiropractic as a vitalistic therapy, a vitalistic approach to health. So what does that mean? Vital, vida, vital, is it means life. And we know life grows and flourishes and proceeds automatically, just like our grass, just like the flowers, just like the, you know, if there's light and there's water, the plants on the earth, they're going to flourish. These plants will set up an ecology for the animals and the bugs, and the trees give off CO2 so that humans can the trees consume CO2 and they give out oxygen as their respiration. And so lucky for us as humans, we get to take in that oxygen. That oxygen is going to connect to our blood cells. That blood cell will course through our circulatory system and deliver oxygen to our cells, because we need oxygen to live. We need oxygen for respiration. The cells can't work without oxygen. We can't live without it, and so important. But it's all automatic. Our hair grows automatically. Our fingernails grow automatic. Our cells and our organs, they die, but they reproduce themselves. Every 120 days, our red blood cells die. They automatically reproduce. That's the vitalistic component we have. We have our nutrients in our body assimilates the nutrients. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to plan on it. We don't have to educate ourselves. This is the vitalistic component of our bodies as a vitalistic organism, where we have life within us that stays alive and produces life in a growth pattern, in a regeneration pattern. This is the vitalistic component. If something's wrong with something in your body, with something in your health, then you identify it's either toxic or deficient, and then you address that issue and you regain your health. And it's not the it's not the medicine, or it's not the technique that you use. It's the body's ability to normalize and heal itself. You know, there's a philosophy that of these doctors, no doctor has ever really cured anybody. And how can that be? Because it's the body that cures itself. Yes, we can guide you to quit eating poison, and that's going to cure you. Okay. And yes, it's part of it's what you did or the doctor did to indicate to you that, yeah, I got to eat, this is poisonous for me, this is toxic for me, I'm allergic to this. Let's restrict that from your person, your daily activity. But I didn't cure you. Your body did it. Your body took care of it. Same thing with meds. Now, medicine, as you know, is petrochemical. Medicine is a mechanistic approach and philosophy to health. Medical doctors, by and large, will look at the person as a machine of parts, and if this part goes bad, let's just cut it out, or we'll burn it out, or we'll drug it out. And for the grace of the vitality of your body, it will overcome that insult, but eventually your body regains and reestablishes, and it's a homeostatic equilibrium, and you heal. It's the magnificence of us, of you, of me. Our body is actually a miracle. Life is a miracle, and we have to see it that way. You know, Einstein said there's two types of people. One person once sees that nothing is a miracle, doesn't believe in miracles. The other person sees life and realize that everything's a miracle. When you think about it, out of all the millions and millions of sperm cells that my father produced, that you know, what was the chance that the one that that fertilized the egg was going to actually make it, and that became who I am? Same thing with who you are. It's a miracle that this chance even happened, that makes any of us here that are here. It's the miracle of creation. It's a miracle of life. And so let us have that perspective and say, instead of being a victim of our circumstances, knowing that we are here, and it's a beautiful thing, that the life is a gift. Now let us try to put our intention, because our intention will actually help us to go in the direction we want to go. We have to have a little bit of control of our thoughts and our emotions and actually have an intention, which is going to be a map for us for what we want in our life. What do we want in our life? We want to be healthy and happy. And if you're healthy, you're going to be happy. And if you're healthy and happy, you'll be able to carry on your day, do your work, care for your family, whatever it is, etc. Problem is, there's so many things in our world that gets in the way. Whoa, it looks like we have a caller. Can we invite a caller in right now? I got 917. Oh, looks like we lost them. Sorry for that, 917. I was looking forward to having a chat. That's fine. We'll continue here. I invite anybody to call in or chat in, and we'll continue this discourse. So, as a chiropractor, I'm realizing that everybody needs, in this time of crisis, in this time of pandemic, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to change the things that we've been doing. It's an actual opportunity to have a change of consciousness, a change in the way we live. We're at a point where everybody's on lockdown. Everybody's succumbed to the fear of the pandemic. And it's my actually job to be here because we want to be a leader for change. The chiropractors that are making themselves known, their voices known, their perspective known, or they're pushing vitalism, that's where it's at. Because when you chiropractors understand the importance of a healthy spine, a healthy spine is going to allow to upregulate your immune system. Why? Because the spine is an extension of the brain, and the brain controls everything, including your immune system. So why do people get sick? Because they're toxic or they're deficient in. And so let's talk about some of the toxins. Dr. Buttar puts out 7 toxins that if you don't have any of these toxins in you, then you should not get sick. Now, all you guys know that what toxins are, they're like a poison. And this is just a reminder. I know you have a lot of idea that or information on what toxin is, but poison, don't drink bleach, stuff like that, right? Well, the 7 toxins that end up in our systems actually cause us disease and cause problems with our health. Toxin number 1 are heavy metals. Heavy metals like lead, cadmium, aluminum, mercury. And where do these come from? A lot of it's from industry. A lot of it is from runoff, a contaminated water supply. Lead used to be in the gasoline and the smog that would come out from the cars. Then there would be lead in the air, and lead is very toxic. If you're in a work environment that has metals and heavy metals in the air, well, that's also a source of heavy metal toxicity. Today, there's a lot of talk about vaccines. Vaccines are full of heavy metals, toxicity, and metals. Heavy metals is just one of them. Aluminum and mercury are the big ones. So number 1 are heavy metals. When you detox from heavy metals, a lot of your problems can be resolved. You can get healthy and stay healthy. Remember, heavy metals, when they get into your brain, it causes a lot of problems, confusion. Alzheimer's, they say, is a lot of aluminum in your brain, and so that's a big one. Toxin number 2 are the persistent organophosphates. These are pesticides and herbicides. They are in our food. They are in our water. They run off, especially in agriculture. agricultural areas, and these are chemicals that disrupt your hormones. They cause problems with your health, and that's a consideration. That's why there's a big push for organic food, organic fruits and vegetables, and even organic meats. Animals that eat organic grass that are not in cages, that are not fed antibiotics and given grain with pesticides. So organic. So that's the number two is the pesticides and herbicides. The other toxin would be the opportunistic type of toxins that we pick up through the environment, talking about organisms like bacteria, mycoplasma, fungus, and virus. Virus is not, by definition, is not an organism. It's a genetic snippet of genetic code, proteins and sequences, and exosomes are one and the same. There is talk that viruses are a byproduct from the immune system, so doing a repair from cellular destruction. And so viruses, bacteria, mycoplasma, fungus, these are all our opportunistic type of toxins. That's the number three one. Number four, energetics. What do I mean by energetics? This is a huge one. There's a big talk about the energetics that, and what I'm talking about is electromagnetic field. Talk about microwave ovens. Talking about radiation from cell phones, talking about radiation from Wi-Fi, radiation from your screen and our phones. And more, we are really hooked and connected to our phones and connected to the internet. But there is a big talk about the fifth generation of Wi-Fi, or cellular, I guess it is, 5G. I would recommend my listeners to look at the Fullerton Informer. He's done a lot of, this guy's name's Joe Imbriano. He's done a lot of research relative to the effect of microwave technology and millimeter wave technology. These have been developed since the 40s by the military. The military has been using these as weapons for a long time. Now, as a control mechanism, they've been using it for us with our cell phones and the Wi-Fi. Well, the 5G technology uses frequency of 60 gigahertz that interrupts the oxygen molecule, whereas we will not absorb the oxygen molecule, and it gives us respiratory distress that mimics the COVID. This Mr. Joe Imbriano is stating that during this time of lockdown that the government is installing 5G technology in schools and in public places. When they turn on this 5G technology, then it interrupts the oxygen in the atmosphere where you're at in your local area, and it causes problems. Please look at his latest YouTube video. There was actually news clips where kids were getting paralyzed in school, kids were getting sick, teachers were getting sick. I believe it's a big problem. Other people, I'm not the only one talking about 5G. It's all over the place. The problem is it's being censored on Facebook, censored in YouTube, censored in other internet pages and stuff. And 5G is then has the potential to cause very severe health problems for whoever's exposed to the 5G. We know we are bioelectric in nature. That's why we have electrocardiograms. Our heart has a certain electronic signature. Same with our brain. The electroencephalogram, we're able to look at the electrical activity of our brain. And so we're very electric in nature. Our neurological impulses use bioelectricity to propagate the impulses, and the 5G and all the other electromagnetic frequency pollution we have, it's toxic for us. And there is a theory that the 5G will actually mimic COVID symptoms, it'll affect people get sick, but they want to produce these vaccines and make it mandatory. And they want to, Bill Gates is talking about vaccinating the total population of the earth. So if we're all vaccinated and there's heavy metals in this vaccinated, we know these vaccines have heavy metals. We know that electricity will also, that metals are electroconductive. So there's a big issue and there's a big problem, a big warning with 5G and vaccines. So please look into it. Please see Joe Imbrione from the Fullerton Informer. He's got a lot of information there. So what do we have? We got heavy metals. We got pesticides. We have the opportunistic bugs. We have energetics. Number five is our emotional toxicity. Emotions. We know emotions affect our bodies so much. We know that there's so much fear right now in the world. Just here, not just in California, not just in Virginia or the Caribbean. Pandemic has reached all parts of the earth. It's so amazing that the people are falling into the fear that, well, you have to have a mask over your mouth and you have to have gloves on. I'm a chiropractor. The health of your the person is utmost importance. Your spinal health, your neurological status is important to be able to fend off any type of disease. And so we're open. We're seeing people. However, people are afraid to come in. So that's another level. We're afraid. And so when we put a mask on because you don't want to get sick, well, we're breathing in our own CO2. That's going to stress your body. That's going to activate some of our endogenous, the bacteria we have in our body to activate, to cause problems, to perhaps, create an infection. It's going to give us a stress response, and the stress response is going to drive down our immune system. Same thing with distancing. We are all connected here together. We should be able to connect and able to come together. Yes, if you're sick, stay home. Yes, if you're coughing, you have a fever, do not congregate. But for the rest of us that are healthy, we need to remain healthy. And if we're shut in and scared and covered up, that's not it. So this is an emotional component that the fear is creating. And being covered up with a mask and everything else is also counterproductive if you're healthy. So these are just some thoughts to consider. So that's another toxin. They're emotional. People who are negative, people who are always upset, people who are always stressed out, you're not going to be in a growth pattern. That's going to decrease your regeneration properties. It's going to put you in a state of defense rather than flourishing growth. And unfortunately, a lot of people are in an emotional state. Toxin number six is the food we eat. Not so much the food, but how it's prepared. I already talked about organic. It's important to have organic because of the pesticides, but that's just one of the things they do to our food. They irradiate our food with electromagnetic field and X-ray, and so we don't want to have an irradiated food because it will change our food from a natural food, and it's going to be irradiated. The homogenized food, pasteurized food, and genetically modified food. These are all foods that are not natural, and they've been adulterated, and so it's going to have some kind of effect on the body. So that's another toxic. Try to eat as much organic food as possible. Then we have the spiritual aspect. You know, I think we forget about that when we're not conscious about how we have a spiritual component to our life, our being. That probably means something different to everybody. What is spiritual? Spiritual to me is that we're part of the universe. We're all part of the one great Big Bang, the creation of the source. And like I said, out of all the chances, all the sperms that are in all the ovums, that the ones that finally connected and that produce you and I, it's a probability that is very, very slim. But yet here we are, and so it's kind of the prize, really. The prize is our life. The prize is being here. The miracle of life. And let's try to make the best we can of it. Spirituality is that we're all connected. Spirituality is having empathy for somebody else. Spirituality is giving of yourself. Spirituality is community. Spirituality to me is having something to contribute. Of living my purpose. And my purpose in my life's work has been healing and healthcare, the healing arts. And chiropractic is something that is an essential service, because we know that the body is alive. We know that the body has regenerative properties. We know the body's amazing. Too bad we're not like the lizards, you know, where you lose a leg or a tail and it grows back. Of course, we don't have tails. Let's talk about the salamanders. Salamanders, they lose a leg and it'll grow back. How does that work? Isn't that amazing? Why don't we have those properties? Science wants to say, well, we can have a bionic one, or we could clone it. So be careful with science, because sometimes it seems that technology is ruining us more than it is helping us. So we have the chance now to say, look, let's step back. Let's not rush into all these vaccines. Let's not rush into all this 5G. Doesn't your computer and your phone work just fine without more and more frequencies? 5G is a millimeter wave, and it reacts with the diatomic oxygen molecule. It disrupts the spin. It no longer will adhere to hemoglobin. It creates problems with our cell membranes. The 5G does the electric, and then now our cell membranes are unable to take in the proper toxins and have the proper permeability. We know that our body is a self-healing organism. We know that our body will flourish if you take away the interference, if you take away the toxins. And that is the truth. And that truth is immutable. You can't change that. How are you going to give yourself poison and expect it to be healthy? How are you going to give yourself a petrochemical and expect to be healthy? Sometimes we have to take medicine. I understand that. If it's a dire need, life and death, okay. But the truth is, your body knows how to heal itself when there's no interference. And that's immutable. You're not going to change that. People think that they have to go to the doctor and have to have medicine so that they be healthy. But if they're not really taking care of the things that they need to take care of emotionally, let's go down the emotional, the physical, and the chemical. So emotionally, try to think positive. Try to be optimistic. And if you're having a hard time, you have to find something in your life, in your environment that you're grateful for, and hang on to that. That's going to change your perspective. That's going to help you have a different outlook. Emotionally, you have to express instead of keep it in, and be happy for the things that you do have, that you're grateful for. And if you continue to go back to that instead of the negative self-talk that we all have, then we concentrate on the positive and just be the change we want to see in the world. That's the emotional part. Physical part, you guys know, everybody should be stretching. Everybody should be keeping their posture straight. Everybody should be into the chiropractor. Everybody should be walking. Maybe a resistance exercise, Tai Chi, yoga, dance, hiking, swimming, tennis, biking, moving your body. We have a lymphatic system that helps drain our body of toxins, but it doesn't have a pump. The pump is motion. The pump is movement. And that's the physical component. Now, the chemical component is through these toxins that we talked about that are heavy metals and the pesticides and stuff that are in our food. Well, chemically, we want to make sure we're eating clean food, organic food, purified water. These are all the things that is going to keep us healthy. Drinking purified water, getting some sun, getting rest, exercising, having good social relationships. These are things that keep us healthy. And so we're all in this together. We all need to practice these things so we stay healthy. Now, when we are toxic, then what happens? The toxins come into our body and they actually attach to the membranes of our cells. When they attach to the membrane of our cell, then there's a problem because these are receptor sites that are made for our hormones and our nutrients and our vitamins. But instead of having our nutrients and hormones and vitamins and cofactors and minerals attached to the cell membrane, we have these toxins. That creates inflammation on the cell membrane. When we have that, then you don't have the ability to take in your nutrients or expel nutrients. Let's talk about diabetes for a second. Diabetes, people say, well, okay, it's too much sugar in the blood, and so the sugar's not getting into the cell. The insulin, which is a hormone, is not working. So the program I am studying, it's called Total Cellular Detox, takes that into consideration, whereas there is a toxin attached to your cell membrane. The cell membrane becomes inflamed, and this inflammation doesn't allow the insulin to do its work. So a lot of diabetics are toxic. Toxic from whatever they did, years before in their lifetime. Without paying attention to what they're eating. Eating commercialized food, alcohol, sugar, whatever. And so this toxicity is going to not allow the cell membrane to work properly. You have inflammation on the cell membrane. Now the insulin cannot shuttle the glucose into the cell. So what do? You have to detox. You detox. And there's pathways for detoxification. When we talk about downstream, that's getting stuff out of the organs and out of the blood into the urine and the gastrointestinal tract so you could eliminate it in the restroom. And that is downstream detoxification. When they talk about upstream detoxification, that is in the cell. That's when you want to detox the cell, and there's techniques of doing it. this program I'm running is a 3-month program. It's a prep phase. In the prep phase, you want to prep all your detoxification pathways with supporting the liver, supporting your gut, supporting your kidneys, and the lymph. And so when you get that going out of there, then that's the downstream pathways. And you're able to detox through elimination and going to the toilet, basically. So you do that for a month. Then you do the body phase. The body phase is set up for you want to have a concentration gradient where you have in your body, they'll pull out toxins from the deep tissues of your body. And when that happens, then the tissues that were toxic begin to normalize and begin to heal. And there, when you begin to heal, then you have better permeability in your cell. You have better energy. Your mitochondria, which is the power source in your cells, they're regenerating, and so you get better energy. You feel better. You got better energy. You feel good, and that's healing. So that's another a month program with supplements. And the supplements are designed to pull out the toxins. Then there's a brain phase. Brain phase is also a month program. And this is basically to pull the heavy metals out of your brain. And how do you do that? Well, there's products out there and there's things out there that you want to have a chelating agent that's going to be able to bind to the metals that you have and pull them out of your brain. And, you know, that's a big one. The brain, you know, makes everything work in the body. And, well, if you have a toxic brain, you're going to have a lot of problems. You're going to have problems thinking, you're going to have problems with energy, you're going to have problems with foggy thinking, you're going to forget stuff. And in fact, during my readings, some people are calling Alzheimer's like diabetes 3. Because it's all on the same continuum. Isn't that interesting? So we want to detox. We want to make sure that we get rid of our emotional detox by having happy thoughts and positive thinking instead of negative thinking. We want to move our body. We want to make sure our body is flexible, our posture as well. We want to hydrate. We're 75% water. What the heck? We need to have water in there, don't we? And then we want to have organic foods. We want to have good supplements. Because we're only as healthy as our cell. And so the cell, when the toxins come out, they go into the lymph, they go into the kidneys, they go into the liver, and from the liver, they go into the gut, and then to the toilet. And the magic is in detoxing the cell, really. You can detox your gut and have everything good, but if it doesn't come out of your cell, guess what? You're still sick. That's why these 10-day cleanses, they don't work. If your cell is toxic, it takes time, and there's a technology to detox your cells, and this is the technology I'm talking about. And you know, they talk about the 5R rules of true cellular detox. R1 is you remove the source. Whatever is toxic, you want to get rid of that. You want to make sure that you're not introducing a toxic element And so you stop doing that, and that's R1. R2 is you want to regenerate the cell membrane. There's a whole science behind it. There's a whole nutritional protocol behind it, and that's what you want to do with this program. R2 is regenerating the cell membrane so that you have proper permeability. R3 is restoring the cellular energy of your cell. Remember that mitochondria I was talking about? That's the energy powerhouse of your cell. That's what's giving you your energy. One of the first things you feel when you're sick is you're tired. It's a very common symptom. Listen, who hasn't been tired? Well, when you get your rest, fine, you regenerate. But when people that are sick, even at the rest, it doesn't. You're still tired. And so it's important to restore cellular energy. Then R4, you want to reduce cellular inflammation. And this inflammation, of course, is caused by the toxins. And so you're really doing that with R1 after you remove the source. But then there's still some inflammation, and that's going to come down as you proceed. And then methylation, R5 is reestablished methylation. Methylation is a chemical process that that is part of a lot of metabolic processes. You have to have a methyl group is a it's CH4 is CH3 is a methyl group, and CH3 is carbon attached to three hydrogens, and you have to have that as a group to drive metabolic pathways, a lot of metabolic pathways. And so methylation is a very important aspect of our health and of our metabolism. So we have to be conscious of what we're doing. We got to be conscious about, you know, what we eat, how we move our body, and what we think. There's one doctor says, eat well, move well, and think well. And those are the three things, right? We want to have the toxins out of our emotional component, the toxins out of our chemical component, and toxins out of our physical component. So what's a toxic physical component? Poor posture, right? Repetitive motion, lack of stretching, sitting down all day. You know, sitting, they say, is like the new smoking. Sitting down all day, if you don't move your body, you got problems, buddy. So these are the main factors I want to talk about. I want to tell you guys that you have a lot of power in your hands. I want to let you know that at this time of pandemic and this time of fear, that it doesn't have to be that way. We can take back control for ourselves. I see that the future of healthcare is going to be natural therapies, and it's going to be healthcare. Little by little, people are understanding the fallacy of medicine and the way it's practiced today, especially when we understand that medicine is killing a lot of people. It's the number three killer of Americans. We also know that the number one and two killers of Americans are lifestyle, preventable lifestyle diseases, cancer and heart attack. So when we run to the doctor for every type of little ailments, every type of little complaint, we're abdicating our power and our control. Our body has a vitalistic component. We know we can heal ourselves. We know that, you know, the body becomes misaligned, and so with an adjustment, we can align it back and get the neurological pattern back integrated from brain to body and back again. That's why chiropractic is so powerful. We're normalizing the nervous system. But you can do that too. If you're doing your stretches every day, if you stay flexible, if you're doing your yoga, if you lay flat on the floor, or if you swim, if you're paying attention to your physical component, we can take our power back and understand that there are natural therapies if we have a cold, if we have a flu. You know, if we hurt ourselves musculoskeletal, what do? Well, you know, if it's not broken, you know it's not broken. If it's broken, for sure you're going to know about it. It's going to be super swollen, it's going to be discolored. You won't be able to bear weight or move that joint, that area. It's going to be deformed depending on how bad the break is. But mostly it's a sprain, strain, or a bump, or a bruise. And there's a mnemonic that they teach in schools called PRICE. What does that stand for? P-R-I-C-E. First of all, P is you protect the area that you injured. P-R, R is you rest, right? In acute phase, when you injure yourself, you're swollen and it's you're hurt and it's acute phase. Well, you ice. So PRI, ice, and then you compression, like a bandage or a splint, and then elevation. That's the E. So that's the elevation going to help the inflammation and the swelling go down, and you heal. I've been treating people for 30 years. People heal. Your body knows how to heal. As long as you take away the interference. As an example, had a guy twisted his ankle last week. And his ankle was swollen. It was not broken. And I treated him. What did I do? I put some electrical stim. I did a little bit of light stripping of the swelling with my hands. We put some ice on it and we wrapped it. I said, you're going to need to follow up. We'll do it again. Well, the guy kept on it. He kept walking on it, went to work. And it actually got worse. So the next time I saw him, now it was more swelling. There was more discoloration. When all he had to do was do the PRICE principle. Protect it, rest it, ice it, compress it, and elevate. And your body then will do the rest. Do the rest. And which is heal. Take out the good. Or bring in the good nutrients to help repair, take out the debris, the toxins, and our body knows how to do that automatically. When we're out of balance, then you're going to lose your healing ability. So the whole thing is get back into balance. Anyways, it's been almost an hour, and I invite anybody to call in or chat. You know, I was hoping to have more of a dialogue. Of course, it was a monologue. And there was no jokes in it. Anyways, I want everybody to think about these things. We have control in our in what we do. And, you know, I tell my patients, too, there is – oh, we got a caller. Let me see what we got here. If somebody calling in. Hi, Ev. Is that you, Ev?
Hi, it is me, Don. Good morning to you. I am just – sitting here with my pen and paper, making sure I have everything down. One question I'd like to ask. How we see things labeled as organic, and we spend extra money to get that, to really try and get the best for ourselves. How can we really know that things are really organic?
Yeah, very good question. If you buy from the store, I don't know what to tell you on that one. I do know that there are services where you pay a farm, then they will bring you the food to your door. And then what you can do, if it's a local farm, then you can go to the farm and see about it. The other way is grow your own stuff, and you'll know for sure if it's organic. If you just buy something from the store and it looks – sometimes you could tell because it goes bad quickly, especially the fruit. Then that means there's no preservatives on it, it's organic, and you get like spots on your apples, et cetera. But that's a mixed bag. Sometimes you don't know, right, Ev? Sometimes you're not sure. Sometimes you're...
I need to translate for him. So can he do that?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is that you, Ev?
I'm sorry, Doc. I was just listening in.
I was at I live in a high agricultural area. And I was at the organic section at the store, and a gentleman actually told me, well, I work in the fields, and, you know, it's not true that all this stuff is organic. So it depends, and you have to do a little research. I will tell you, though, it's better to eat organic if you can, because these chemicals cause a lot of problems with our health and our hormones. So that's a good question. Thank you, Ev. I'm sorry I don't have a better answer.
That's good enough, Doc.
So what are we going to do for this week? Let's set it up for, like when you tell somebody, oh, you know, if somebody's sick and they need to make some big changes, they're overwhelmed by all the things that they could do. But if we just start with little things that we can do and then just build on that. For instance, let's not eat too much meat. Okay, that's an easy thing we could do, especially for diabetics. Take away the meat and the dairy. Don't have to take it all away. Let's just restrict it. The meat and the dairy, why? Because it's the fat in there. The fat gets into the cells. The fat, our membranes are made of fat, and then it disrupts the cell's permeability activity, and so the glucose can't get in. I don't think it's just a matter of fact that we're eating too many grains or too many sugars. That has a factor as well. So I want to thank everybody for being here. We have a few more minutes. I can keep talking, but if there's anybody else who'd like to call in, I want to impress upon you guys that I've seen people that been to the doctor and nobody got help this person, this patient, until they came to the chiropractor. And once your nervous system is firing, then all your organs are going to fire better as well. Your muscles are going to feel better, and that's going to help your neurological status. There's a feedback, a neurological feedback from your spine to your brain and back, and that is such an important part of what we do, because the brain makes everything work in our body. It helps us, keeps us healthy. And so, you know, these are the things we can do. I think it's my job to be in front of you to tell you, you know, that you have power in your hands, that health can be a natural proposition and not only on drugs and medication. Because, you know, the more the people on more drugs or medication, those are the sicker ones. You're not healthier because you're taking more drugs. And the problem is the pharmaceutical company, the petrochemical companies, wants everybody on medication from womb to tomb, they say. And that's not okay. I'm not buying that program. I'm not buying the new normal. What new normal? Normal is healthy and free. Normal is flourishing and growth. Normal is cooperation and togetherness, connectedness. And so let's come into the spring with that idea. Let's think that we can take control. Let us not believe all the lies that's put in front of us. There is so much narrative that is put in front of us that is false. Go into your inner self and ask yourself what the truth is. For me, it's obvious. I have a doctorate. I've studied some of this stuff. To me, it's like very plain to see. They're scaring people on purpose. They want everybody scared so they can accept the social engineering of vaccines and 5G and everything. So this is Tim Garcia signing off. 805-488-3090. Everybody have a great weekend. Stay healthy. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.